mambo baro tumbura manawo mambo baro tumbura manawo.
The commemorations began late in the morning at Africa Unity Square in central Harare, with family members, activists and politicians, most lawmakers from the Tsvangirai MDC formation, singing and dancing, calling for the state to find Dzamara. Shortly before the march began, Tsvangirai addressed the gathering and accused the ZANU-PF government of abducting citizens that had different opinions with the ruling elite. He said forced disappearances must stop immediately and government must account for all missing people like Itai Dzamara.
I say from now on, as we remember Itai's disappearance, all we are calling for is let's put a closure to Itai's case. Let's have the finality. Is he alive or is he dead? We just want to know the finality of it. And I'm sure for all of us, it is one thing that we will demand this government, and they will hound this government forever and ever until they bring Itai to us, alive or dead.
He said it was disappointing that the government was now afraid of its citizens, hence its alleged abduction of those with different opinion.
Itai Dzamara's disappearance represents the unacceptable face of this regime, the unacceptable face of a government that just embarks on abducting people just because they have a different view.
Former ZANU-PF lawmaker and Youth Advocates for Reform and Democracy Director Themba Muliswa concurred with the Tsvangirai, adding that Zimbabweans must fight for their rights. Muliswa appealed to lawmakers to defend people's rights, noting that he only realized the importance of human rights when he was kicked out of the ruling party. Muliswa said his organization stood by the Dzamara family.
How many Zimbabweans believe in what we are doing for Dzamara? Mm. If you cannot be here today, are you then prepared to continue fighting?
Senate Human Rights Thematic Committee member Senator Meshack Marava said the Dzamara family should know that the nation was behind them.
They should just watch the job being done for them, and it's happening right now here in Zimbabwe.
Political activist Tendai Linet Mudewe said the commemorations were successful and such activities must be held regularly until Dzamara has been found.
We would want to urge our partners of Occupy Africa Unity Square, the organization, and the Dzamara Trust to keep on having this activity to put pressure on the government.
Family representative Patson Dzamara, who led the march together with Tsvangirai throughout the city to Rotten Row and back to Africa Unity Square, said the family will not tire until his brother is brought back home. Tsvangirai joined the procession up to Angwa Street before breaking off to pursue other business at his offices. Itai Dzamara Trust Board Chairperson Bishop Anselmo Magaya called on the government to stop the suspected abduction of citizens and ensure that they are safe as required by the Constitution. Dzamara, a former journalist and pro-democracy activist, was abducted by suspected state security agents, and up to now, there's been no trace of him. The High Court ordered the state to look for the missing activist and submit regular reports to relevant authorities. As the commemorations were taking place, ZANU-PF lawmakers were caucusing at the party headquarters. ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo could not be reached for comment. Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa recently told the National Assembly that his party and government were concerned about Dzamara's disappearance, but the family says they hold them responsible for his abduction. Meanwhile, in a statement to mark 1 year of Dzamara's disappearance, the United States Embassy in Harare said it remains deeply concerned about Dzamara's whereabouts and well-being, noting that Zimbabwe should fully investigate cases of politically motivated violence and abductions to ensure that perpetrators are prosecuted and victims receive justice. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Mama!